And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Wiley Post. As most of my fellow North Carolinians over the weekend, I received my property tax notice in the mail. Being more curious, I gently opened the envelope to discover that my taxes had increased again for the second straight year. I asked my wife what improvements she had made at our home that would justify that much of an increase. Because I know I didn't increase its size, I haven't installed larger decks, or hung big bling on my front door. Then I remembered the massive tax cuts Art Pope pushed through last year with the help of his bought and paid for General Assembly and Governor that sharply reduced revenues, creating a false budget crisis to justify raising revenues using the oldest GOP trick, added fees to everyday expenses. Yes, I might receive more from my employer through my paycheck each month, but when I remove the taxes I am now required to pay on my property, taxes on movie tickets, taxes on state fair tickets, taxes on county fair tickets, even taxes on my haircuts. Now he's asking me to cover more of the government expenditure through higher property taxes. Where is the smaller government through lower taxes Ronald Reagan promised over 30 years ago when he wanted to starve the beast? All I've seen over the past 30 years is the top getting all the benefits from a government that has been bought and paid for by the ones that push laws through benefiting themselves. A year ago, Republicans rejected the expansion of Medicare under the new federal health care law, a move that blocked hundreds of thousands of lower-income residents from receiving health care. This would have also created jobs from installing IT systems to paid advisors. Last year, lawmakers eliminated career status for public school teachers. Last year, the state budget cut $120 million earmarked for teacher assistance. So my question is, still, after all these cuts, why do I still pay a higher property tax? Between now and November, I plan to remind voters about what Republicans did the first year of the session. A particular focus will be on the income and corporate tax cuts, which I have always said they're unfair and favored the wealthy and left our state with $5 billion less in revenue. I will keep reminding them of the added fees generated by this General Assembly imposed to cover the cuts we didn't ask for. And this is Wiley Post.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.